Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too? All really helps out the channel. Thank you so much for the support, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Dave England, who says, "Girlfriend's new tattoo. My dislike for tattoos. Explained better inside. Let's go see. Hi Reddit, I hope I've posted this in the right place. I'm 22 male, in a long distance relationship with my SO, 21 female. We've been together just under 2 years. Originally from the same town, but we both moved to uni, Manchester and London. Things have been going great. Frequently visit each other and see each other outside term time, back in the hometown, etc. What brings me here today isn't the distance factor. She has two tattoos, upper back and thigh, which she had before we got together. I'm not a massive fan of tattoos, but it's something that I have tried not to let affect me, ignore them / be tattoo blind, or get used to them, etc. Shortly after her granddad died, she said she wanted another to remember him, which I'm cool with. She's gonna get it on leg / arm. Today, I got a text of her saying she had got a new tattoo. Okay, cool, she got that one she was planning on, was my initial reaction, until she sent me a photo. She got a small tattoo, different to the one she is getting for her granddad, on her sternum, center chest, between her breast / under the bra. I'm completely shocked. Like I said, I'm not a massive fan of tattoos, but on a leg or something, I can ignore it. She knows this, and to get a tattoo in such a personal place, where every time we are being intimate is going to be there. She never said before that she wants a tattoo there, although after getting it, she said she wanted one there for a while because they look sexy. I think the complete opposite. I don't think tattoos are sexy at all. It's in such a sexy place that every time I look at her chest, I'm going to see that and be turned off. I don't really know how I feel. Shocked for starters and a little bit annoyed that she didn't mention it before and got it right on her chest. She knows I don't like tattoos and still got it there. I'm not saying I want her to seek my permission or anything like that, but it would have been nice to have been considered before she got it, knowing how I feel, or even have told me she was going to get it before she got it, instead of receiving a text out of the blue. I've yet to see the tattoo in person. She's coming to visit this week, and I don't know how I'm going to react when I see it. Has anyone else had experiences of this or something like this? Am I overreacting and just need to shut the fuck up and get used to it? It's her decision at the end of the day. Any advice, experiences, and views on this would be great. Edit, clarification, and more info. Although I dislike tattoos, I can live with them. It's more of the location of the tattoo that has bothered me. I'm not saying I want her to check with me first. She is free to do what she wants. It just feels that knowing my feelings and views on tattoos, to get a tattoo in that location, I like she doesn't give a concern for my reaction and subsequently the relationship. I feel that if you're in a committed relationship with someone and you know things bother them, e.g. leaving the toilet seat up, then you accommodate and take that into consideration. And there's some interesting comments on this one. So we're going to start off with a deleted user who says, "Well, there's two ways I see to look at this. One, she made a permanent change to herself without considering the effect it would have on you. If she had just gotten a haircut you hate or a new outfit that she knows you don't like, I would just tell you to suck it up. But this is a permanent change to her body. Two, it's her body and she can do whatever she wants with it. I think the proper reaction should consider both of these. She's perfectly justified in doing anything that she wants with her body. With that said, I can't imagine making a permanent change to myself without discussing it with my girlfriend or at least warning her first. For example, my girlfriend hates tattoos, so I told her that I'm considering a cover-up tattoo and I've been showing her designs that I like. I don't need her permission to do it, but it would be rude of me not to consider how it could affect her. My final thoughts, either you need to accept that she's the kind of person that will get body modifications without your knowledge. See if you can get her to understand why it upsets you that she made this change without considering your feelings, or determine if you'll be happy with the current course of the relationship. OP did reply to that one, saying, "Thanks for the reply. Good advice here. And coming to terms with the new tattoo. After all, beauty is only skin deep. She's perfectly justified in doing anything that she wants with her body. With that said, I can't imagine making a permanent change to myself without discussing it with my girlfriend, or at least warning her first. I completely agree that she can do what she wants. It's her body, but like you said, it would be nice to be forewarned of such permanent changes, especially when it affects the SO as well, which it has. I think that's where my initial reaction should have been aimed, not at the tattoo itself. She is coming to visit this week. I would have calmed down by then and organized my thoughts. Then I would explain why it's made me upset. Thanks for your input, it's greatly appreciated." Heimberger says, first off, it's her prerogative to get whatever tattoo she wants. If it bothers you so badly, break up with her so she can find someone who truly appreciates her. She deserves someone who will support her decisions and accept her for who she is, and you obviously need someone who feels the same way you do about body modification. Sugar Honey Badger says, well, it's her body and her decisions. Personally, I've always felt really resentful and stifled when guys have told me not to get tattoos, piercings, wear makeup, or whatever. It makes me furious that they would claim to love me for who I am while privately being disgusted with my preferences. It's possible she anticipated you wouldn't like it and did it anyway because she doesn't want you to have too much influence over how she expresses herself. End quote. Or even told me she was going to get it before she got it, instead of receiving a text out of the blue. And then says, if I were your girlfriend, I would have discussed it with you. That seems like the mature thing to do. And yet, you are not entitled to controlling her behavior either. I think this may be a personality incompatibility. You seem to want to be with someone who will let you be part of personal decisions, whereas she prefers independence. Is that true? If so, tackle it from that angle first. Maybe you shouldn't be with someone of that personality type. You are right, she doesn't take your dislike into consideration, so I would just ask her what her thought process was and see what she had to say. It may become clear during the course of conversation that she is actually uncomfortable with your dislike of tattoos and did this as a way of expressing her independence. On the other hand, maybe she wasn't even thinking that at all and you shouldn't take it all so personally. Fierce Independence says, I'm with you. I'm not a fan of tats either, and I think your feelings and position are justified. People that say things like, as her body, deal with it, can go fuck themselves. They're getting defensive and taking your feelings personally. Problem is, as you know, it is her body and you can't demand she not get them. You can dislike them and be frustrated with it, but I don't know there's much you can do about it except be frustrated. I think the only realistic option you have is to accept them and let your frustration go, or if and when this relationship ends, be more conscious of not dating people with tats. OP replies once again, saying, thanks for your thoughts. A lot of people have taken this post as me trying to control / stop her getting tattoos, which is not what I'm trying to do at all. She can do what she wants. I think it's quite a hard topic to cover because people's thoughts on tattoos are so different. It wasn't the tattoo as such, it was that we're in a serious relationship and it felt like she didn't want to share personal decisions such as a tattoo with me, which is what upset me. Thanks again for your thoughts on this. So now we're going to move on to OP's update to find out what happened next, which says, thanks for all your insights and thoughts on this. It has helped. I'm not trying to control her or get her to seek my permission or anything like that. She's fully entitled to do whatever she wants and whenever she wants. The original post was written in haste before my thoughts were completely clear, and now I've had time to get my thoughts together and read your comments. I've realized that it's not so much the tattoo itself that upset me. It's the fact that we're in a serious relationship and it felt like she didn't want me involved in personal decisions. It felt that this time together, she didn't actually want to talk to me about personal decisions. That's what hurt the most. I expressed to her why I was upset and she said she doesn't see tattoos as a big deal, which is why she didn't say anything beforehand. Can't say I agree, because anything that makes a permanent change is a big deal, but each to their own. It's a done deal now, and actually I'm not too bothered by the tattoo. If that's what makes her happy, that's all that matters. It was, as I said above, feeling that the relationship didn't actually mean that much to her, enough to talk to me about personal decisions. Thanks again, Reddit, for all your thoughts and insight. It's appreciated. And I got to admit, I did find this one, not weird, but strange in a way, you know, that I understand that he doesn't particularly like tattoos, but she seems to love them and wants to get more. So what if one day she was like almost covered, like, I don't know, neck down in tattoos? Would he still have the same love for her? Would it put him off? I know we explained this more about the decision making than anything, and it's not about the tattoo itself, but he did say he's not really into tattoos as such. So I do wonder if she did come like neck down completely in tattoos, or even head to toe in tattoos, how would he feel about it then? But what do you guys make of this situation? Say your partner came home with a new tattoo or some form of body modification that you was unaware of. How would you feel about that? Would it affect you in any way? Would you be bothered by it? Or would you be like, you know, your body, your choice, all that kind of stuff? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And let's move on to another.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Story. And the story comes from 364 Goals, who says, am I the asshole for not getting my sister-in-law a baby shower gift after she wouldn't take my handmade one? Due to financial challenges, I'm currently broke right now. This coincided with my sister-in-law's baby shower. It's the first baby born to any of my siblings, so it's a big to-do. I had money set aside, but had to use it to cover some unexpected expenses that came up with my car. By the time I got things sorted and got around to the registry, the smaller items were gone and all that was left were the big ticket ones of $100+, which honestly I can't afford. But I can knit pretty well and have a yarn stash, so in downtime between work and general life, I knitted up a baby blanket for my new niece. I did pick up some smaller items too, pacifiers, some of those little texture books and whatnot. I was working a double the night of the shower, so I didn't get to go, so the weekend after I swung by my brother's place and gave the blanket and small items to them. My sister-in-law was peeved and gave me back the blanket for being the wrong color. It was a deep navy blue yarn, and I guess it's a boy's color, whatever. I was annoyed, but one of my friends had a baby recently, so I decided I'd give it to her. I left the smaller items and went home a little miffed, but whatever. A few days pass and my brother calls and says sister-in-law is asking what I'm planning to get them so they can start planning the nursery layout. I was sort of like, what the fuck, and pointed out that I'd already given them my gift and his wife gave it back. Won't go into the whole convo, but basically they said I went off the registry, so they're still expecting something from me since I'm the uncle. Most of the small big ticket items are now gone, so I really honestly can't afford anything left on the registry. I asked about the smaller items I gave them and my brother said his wife said those didn't count. They asked for gifts off the registry. Or I could make a blanket with the right colours. Told my brother that hell no, I wasn't making another blanket. Between work, it took me almost a month to make that blanket and I used up 90% of my infrequent downtime to make it. Mum says they are right. I'm not supposed to give them something off the registry and as immediate family, I should buy them something they asked for. Dad's stance is, why are you as a grown-ass man knitting? And sister-in-law is giving me the cold shoulder. Brother is, I don't even know at this point. Says he's sorry but asking me to just give in to make it go away. I don't have any clue how any of this baby shower stuff works, so am I the asshole? Ugh, it's one of these families where the mum doesn't even back you up after, you know, you took the time to make something out of your time. You're not doing well financially and all this stuff, but you took the time out of your day to make something wonderful for this couple and you had it thrown back in your face. Who the hell gives a gift back? It's just so incredibly disrespectful. And your bloody dad at the end with the,
why are you, as a grown-ass man, knitting?
I just don't understand people like that. But Jet It Together says, not the asshole. You gave a gift. They didn't want it. Obligation and generosity on your part was met. It's rude as fuck to hand someone their gift back, and it's absolutely never appropriate to demand a new gift after rejecting a completely reasonable gift. Wrong color is not a reason to be an asshole, and babies do not care what color a blanket is. If you can't afford something on the registry, then a similar present to cheaper items or a homemade gift is fine. Heck, any gift is exactly that, a gift. No one is entitled to gifts. There's absolutely zero things that you need to apologize for, and I'm sorry your sister-in-law and brother are so ridiculous as humans, or that your parents clearly have taught you all that any of this is even remotely normal as behavior. Dark Athena says, not the asshole. Tell them you can't afford the expensive stuff and you made a labor of love gift that she returned, so that's that. As for your dad, tell him knitting is an excellent form of meditation and creation. Parsimonious Salad says, not the asshole. The hand-knitted blanket should have meant much more than something generic from a list. She called you up to demand another gift. The smaller gifts don't count, and she won't use a blue blanket because it's a boy color. What is wrong with these people? Do not get these entitled people anything more. Chap Steve says, not the asshole, you made them a nice gift. They should have just graciously accepted. Don't get them anything and tell your dad to get his head out of his rectum. And One Chicken 2 says, not the asshole, but your sister-in-law is a huge asshole. First of all, who cares about the color of the blanket? The fact that you even know how to knit and took the time to lovingly make a blanket for your niece is amazing. I had family members crochet or knit blankets for my kids when they were born, and they are now treasured keepsakes to be passed down to the next generation. Absolutely. But what do you guys make of this one? That family, man. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Hit on My Husband. Titled, Am I the Arsehole for How I Responded When Two Girls Tried to Prank Me and My Husband by Hitting on Him. He says, I insulted him and he is very upset. My husband and I are currently on vacation away from the kids at a resort. We are having a good time, but being in our early 30s, we really aren't cool anymore, and this resort is much more for college kids and early 20s, so we feel a bit out of place. It's fine and I'm happy to have the break, but I guess I've been a little on edge because I don't look like most of these girls do anymore. Last night we went to a resort club and we were dancing and having a good time. Two girls who were maybe 20 started hitting on my husband. Because they had their phones out to me, it was very obvious they were drunk. Were doing it for social media and had, teehee, let's be mean drunk girls thing going on. I love my husband and I think he's very attractive, but girls that look like they did don't hit on guys who look like he does, especially with his wife right there. I knew something was up. I'll be very honest, I don't remember the exact words that were said, but after being very flirty without talking, they said something like, hey, are you here with someone, to him? He said that yes, this is my wife right here. Again, I don't remember the exact words, but they responded like, we love married guys, we know you won't get too attached. I couldn't help myself, so I basically leaned over and said, here, you can have him. He has toenail fungus that I have to do the drops for him because he forgets and hides from me in the bathroom for hours at a time. You want that? You can have it. They didn't get the reaction they were looking for, so they pretty much left. I kinda laughed it off, but my husband sulked for about 5 minutes and said that he wanted to go back to the room alone. I was like, what in the hell? So I followed him. I was thinking he was upset because he liked the girls hitting on him and I ruined it. And actually, I can understand that. It's nice to feel attractive to strangers. I get that. But after giving me the silent treatment for a good half hour, he finally said that he understood what I was trying to do in getting those girls to leave, but he was really upset that I insulted him in the process. He said it made him feel like a disgusting slob and embarrassed him. I did apologize, but he's still really upset. We'd planned on doing a surfing lesson today, but he wants to skip it and go hang out on the beach by himself. Since I'm in the room all by myself, I am asking, am I the asshole here? Now, when you said he was probably just feeling sad because he had two people hitting on him and it made him feel good, I don't think it was about that. It didn't feel like that at all to me. I was picturing myself in your husband's position and I would have been hugely embarrassed if you came up and said about that toenail fungus stuff. Imagine if he said something to you, flip the situation, two guys came up to you and they were hitting on you or whatever, and then husband came up to you and criticized something about you, embarrassed you with something. Even exactly the same thing. Oh, my wife's got toenail fungus and I have to put drops on her toenails every night. How would you feel? I'm sure you wouldn't just sit there and laugh it off. It's about the embarrassment and calling your husband out in public when he did absolutely nothing wrong. He was just trying to enjoy his evening. These two girls approached him. These two girls were trying to, I don't know what they were trying to do. get some kind of reaction out of it. You notice that, and instead, you know, of just saying, this is my husband, come on, husband, let's go, you criticized him and embarrassed him in front of people that probably going to go and tell their friends about it or whatever, and they might see him the next night and in the resort that you're in and might share this information with friends, and it's just not on. But Lucian says, you're the asshole. You didn't have to tear him down like that. It was entirely unnecessary. Sure, you thought you were clever, but he obviously didn't. He's still hurt. Give him some space. One says, you're the asshole. Why on earth would you resort to insulting your husband to get rid of these two idiots? It sounds like he did nothing wrong, but you chose to embarrass him by bringing up a personal issue. If you're feeling insecure being surrounded by younger, prettier girls, insulting your husband is a pretty lousy tactic to make yourself feel better. Amara says, you're the asshole. You figured the best way to make them leave was to shame your husband in public. You didn't trust your husband to be able to shut it down, and then quotes, I was thinking he was super upset because he liked the girls hitting on him and I ruined it, and then says, do you like your husband? You don't seem to think very highly of him. Mama Fen says, you're the asshole. Flip the script. Two hot young studs are hitting on you for social media cred, and your husband steps in on camera and says, man, please take her off my hands. She's got a fupa. She farts in her sleep. It's gross. How would you feel after that? And let's have one more from Triceratops, who says, you're the asshole. You could have told those girls to go kick rocks because they were insulting you. Instead, you decided to air his personal business publicly to strangers and shame him in the process. You might be in your 30s, but you're acting like a teenager. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What would you do in that situation? How would you feel if you was the husband? Maybe you think it wouldn't even bother you at all. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, I love to hear them. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, so thank you so much. And some of you have been asking, I am making progress on the whole live streaming setup. It all wiped out from the last time I used it, so I've had to reset it up. I'm nearly there, so bear with me. And just a huge thank you once again for sticking with me, being here, getting involved in the channel. I always appreciate it, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love to you. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.